feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast where we uncover the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm so thankful you're here today. I hope you have the chance to savor the joy and connection of the Thanksgiving holidays. Before we dive in, take a moment to subscribe or follow so you never miss any encouragement. And please leave a rating. It helps beautiful people like you discover the podcast faster. Now let's get started. Have you ever felt like you didn't quite belong? Like your story didn't quite matter? Or like you're carrying a weight only you could feel? If so, this episode is for you. Today, we're diving into what hirsutism is and why I created this podcast. Not just for women with hirsutism, but for anyone who has ever felt unseen, insignificant, or hopeless. Let me start with why I created this space. It's not just about hirsutism or even my own story. I created this podcast to speak to the hearts of women who feel invisible, unworthy, or unloved, because I've been there. Hirsutism brought challenges into my life that I never expected. But more than the physical changes, it was the emotional weight that felt the heaviest. The questions about my worth, the shame of feeling different, and the fear that I'd never truly be seen for who I am. But here's what I've learned. We're not defined by what we struggle with. Whether you're here because you have hirsutism or because life has handed you a challenge that makes you question your worth, I want you to know this. You are not alone. This podcast is a place where we talk about real things, about struggles, hope, and finding strength in the midst of it all. So what is hirsutism? At its simplest, it's excess hair growth in areas where women typically don't grow much hair, like the face, chest, or back. It's often caused by hormonal imbalances, genetics, or conditions like polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOS. But it's not just about the hair. It's about how the hair makes you feel. You look in the mirror and ask yourself, "What's wrong with me?" It can feel isolating, even overwhelming. But let me tell you this. Hirsutism doesn't define you. It's a part of your story, not the whole story. And while the world might say it's something to hide or fix, I believe it's an opportunity to uncover a deeper truth about who we are. Hirsutism, like so many challenges, it's often less about the condition itself and more about the narrative we attach to it. Society tells us that beauty looks a certain way, smooth, flawless, picture perfect. And when we don't fit that mold, it's easy to feel like we're not enough. But here's the thing, that narrative is wrong. Beauty isn't one size fits all. Your worth isn't tied to how closely you align with someone else's definition of perfection. I want to challenge the story you've been told. What if the very thing you've been hiding is the thing that makes you powerful? What if the parts of you you've been taught to be ashamed of are actually your greatest strengths? Hirsutism or not, we've all struggled with feelings of inadequacy. Maybe it's about your appearance, your career, your relationships. Whatever it is, it's a reminder that we're human, and being human means grappling with imperfections. Jennifer Rothschild once said, Isn't it a relief to know you're not the only one who struggles with a healthy sense of identity? Even the most put together people have moments of doubt. Knowing that can lift a weight off your shoulders. So you're not alone in feeling unseen or questioning your worth. And when you embrace your story, every part of it, you find the strength to rise above the narrative that says you're not enough. Psalm 8:4 has been a source of strength for me. It reads, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them." This verse reminds us that we're seen and deeply cared for by the one who created us. Even when we feel invisible, we are always held in love. So what can we take from today? Number one, hirsutism or any challenge doesn't define your worth. Number two, you are not alone. Your struggles are part of your story, but they're not the end of it. And number three, the parts of you that make you feel different might just be the parts that make you shine. Let's keep this conversation going. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. Subscribe, rate, and spread the message that we're all seen, loved, and worthy, just as we are. Thank you for listening today. Until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember you are forever loved.
Loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells, I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good. Yeah.